room.
This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Gary Holt. Joining me in Santa Clarita, California is our co-host, Bobby Jean Bell. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Good morning, Bobby Jean Bell.
Good morning, Gary Holt. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. We had a little technical problem for our listeners. We may have had a couple of minutes of dead air, but I have an excuse. The system is rigged. So we won't go there.
It's live radio.
It is live radio and it involves technology. So anyway, good to have you on the show today. And we are looking forward to our guest today. We've got a lot of great music and a lot of great conversation. So who's joining us for the first hour?
We will be joined by Janice Deerdorf, and she'll be calling in from Arizona.
All right. So we're going to have a lot of fun listening to Janice's music and visiting with her, a very, very interesting lady. So folks are going to enjoy our conversation around the campfire with her. And then in the second hour of the show, we're going to be talking with Lisa Dearson, and she is the founder and producer for the Equus Film Festival in New York. So that'll be coming up on Saddle Up America beginning at the top of the next hour. But right now, we want to thank our fine sponsors, and those are the sponsors you'll find in the general store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. For the finest riding destinations in North America, be sure and visit our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. And if you're looking for your new home on the range or any type of equestrian property, visit the equestrian property specialist that you'll find on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Now we're going to invite you to grab a big cup of coffee, take a deep seat in the saddle, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Janice Dierdorf on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Now Skyball Paint was a devil's saint, his eyes was a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but a rogue snaggle his butt began to boil. And then I hit the ground and I ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Singing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-o, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil. I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. Threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. Turned around and soon have found his tail where his head should be. So it sets his eye, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me. Singing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-o, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil. Chance to stray up on old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, I sold that nag to him. But when he plants to see the fist pants on Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits old Jim, I'm not there. Singing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-o, ride him high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Janice Dierdorf, an Arizona native, grew up immersed in songs of the West. Her roots, an eclectic blend of Western Americana, folk, and cowboy music, ranch tunes from around the campfire, and classic love songs, fills her heart and soul. Janice sings a blend of these tunes. At home in the open Arizona country, Janice shares songs inspired by her Western adventures and the history of the West. She is passionate about music most of her life as an entertainer, educator, and worship leader. A singer-songwriter as well as a teacher, Janice enjoys sharing her original songs along with old-time cowboy classics that tell the stories of the West. To connect audiences with the stories and traditions of Western heritage, she creates memorable, interactive experiences blending music, poetry, and audience participation. Please welcome to Campfire Cafe the official Arts Arizona program coordinator, whose favorite place to enjoy the West is between the ears of a horse, and she is one of the final nominees for the 2016 Western Music Association Crescendo Award, Janice Dierdorf.
Well, thank you, Bobby.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for that warm welcome. My goodness. It's great to be on your show, Bobby, with you and Gary.
I think it's standing room only in the studio, Gary.
Yeah, we have quite a crowd this morning gathered around to listen to the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I guess so. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a big round of applause there. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they know when to start their applause, so they're well-heeled. Hey, we are so happy to have you with us today, and it was a lot of fun to get to visit with you for our pre-show chat. And let's start out, Janice, talking a little bit about where you grew up and how you became interested in horses and music.
Well, Gary, I was born and raised here in Tucson, Arizona, and my folks came west about a year before I was born. My dad was a professor at the U of A, and he used to do the track meets there, time for them. And there's a man named Don Pearson who also was doing the track meets, who owned a ranch in Horse Springs, New Mexico. And for many of those track meets, he'd say, "Oh, Bill, you got to come play cowboy. Bring your family out to my ranch in Horse Springs, New Mexico." And finally, my dad did. Brought all four kids, mom and dad. We went and stayed on this ranch. There was no electricity kerosene lamps, and mom used a washboard to wash our clothes. You know, I thought it was great fun, a lot of work for her. And then my sister, who was a rider, yeah, I know, washing clothes on the washboard. She and my brother rounded, I was just little at the time, I was five, but my older sister and brother rounded up the horses, and I learned to ride, and that's where I really remember falling in love with the West through the ears of a horse when I was 5 years old. And I have great memories as a family riding on that ranch.
That is so cool. And I guess that was your first experience to get a taste of what the old West might have been like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And my mom cooked on the wood-burning stove, and it was just such a great adventure. And it must have been around the 4th of July, because we had fireworks and my older brother was the master of ceremonies, and we had a big show out in front of the ranch house with fireworks. And I remember there was a rattlesnake that, you know, that added to the drama, you know, going out to the barn to get the horses. It's, you know, I was the youngest of four, so I was really raised in a family of adults. They were a lot older than me. So, I mean, it was just always some big adventure going on. So that made a huge impression on me.
That is so neat. That is so neat. I saw a clip on the news the other day when you mentioned that rattlesnake, and you may have seen it. It was on the national news, I think. Some guy was driving down the highway, and he stopped at a traffic light, and all of a sudden this snake crawled out from the hood of the car. And he wanted to get
scary.
Into the windshield. Yeah, he couldn't get into the windshield, but he had he videoed the thing, and it was like,
oh my,
yeah, more excitement.
Oh, I bet that
than
went viral. Probably.
Yeah, it did. But anyway, well, that is so cool. Now,
crazy.
when did your music come into play for you?
Well, Gary, I started sitting at the piano with my mom when my feet wouldn't even hit the ground. And I remember sitting at the piano and singing old folk songs and songs from musicals. And Don't Fence Me In was my favorite Western song from childhood, out of the Sing Along with Mitch songbook. And
yeah.
So those were great memories. And then at Christmas time, we'd always sing Christmas carols around the piano. And then on camping trips, around the campfire, singing the old cowboy songs. And then I remember going to Rancho Los Cerros camp. It was a YWCA camp for girls. And I remember horseback riding there and singing the old cowboy songs and American folk songs around the campfire. So all those experiences just gave me such a love for music. And I started singing in a singing group for children called the Songsters of the Old Pueblo when I was 9 years old. And we sang old folk songs and songs of the area. And that's a good memory. And then singing, of course, in the classroom, our music class, and doing concerts in elementary school. So, and then in eighth grade, I started playing guitar. So it just kept evolving after that. And I wrote my song when I was 13. Yeah, so that's when that all started.
Wow, that is so neat. That is so neat. Well, we're going to get to a song, and we've got a lot of music that we want to try to get to as much as we can during our time. This first song is, I think, reflects back to that experience in New Mexico called Cowgirl at Heart. You want to tell us about this song?
Yeah, I wasn't raised on a ranch, but I'm a cowgirl at heart, and I love to ride, and this guy said to me once, "Oh, you're a cowgirl come lately." And I said, "Well, I'm a cowgirl at heart." So this is my So There song. This, it tells how it all started when I was 5 years old. There's all kinds of cowgirls, and I'm a cowgirl at heart. So there.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Cowgirl at Heart, and this is from the CD, Heart of the West. We're talking with Janice Deardorff on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Looks like our technology is working against us again. Well, let's just go ahead and continue our conversation, and maybe we can get that song back up in just a minute. But how has, you said things just continued on for you musically. How have you progressed in your music, and how many instruments do you play, by the way?
Well, I play, as I said, I play piano and guitar and sing. So it's the two instruments. I played flute for a little while in the band, but that went by the wayside. So I stuck with the piano and guitar, and I started writing songs when I was 13 and was greatly influenced by the contemporary folk music of the time, such as Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, Judy Collins, Carole King, those sort of songwriters, and plus the traditional folk songs that I learned at camp and around the campfire at home and at the piano. And so that's a lot of my influences right there. And just have continued to grow as an artist, as a entertainer, and as an educator. I went on to get my degree in music from the U of A. And study music and teach music. So it's It's in my blood.
Well, let's try another song. Let's see if we can get the title cut from the CD Part of the West, and cross your fingers now, because this technology is not being kind to us this morning. Let's see how we do on this. And if things just don't work at all, we may just have to see if we can't get you to sing on the air.
Acapella, huh?
Acapella.
A first, yeah. Here on Campfire Cafe.
Well, I think it would be. You know, all of our programs are by computer. And for folks that are out there listening and have experienced computer frustration, do you know what happens when you get that little circle that just keeps going around like it's thinking about it? Well, that's exactly what we're having. Yeah, that's exactly what we're having happen right now. So, gosh, I'm going to have to see if I can get that fixed. But while I'm working on that, Bobby, why don't you go ahead and visit just a little bit with Janice? And
Sure.
Let's see if I can make this thing work.
It's so good to have you on the show. Janice and I, too, enjoyed chatting with you last night. One of the things that we talked about was the love, not only of the music, but of the connections that you make with Western heritage. And it sounds like you've begun to study quite a bit on Mexican history. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, Bobby, I've been inspired to do that because of the program I've been creating through Arts Express. It's called Arts Arizona. And the whole point of this is to keep our Western heritage alive for kids. And it's a program for second through fifth graders. And we had our first one last year, and it went wonderfully. And so this year we're doing it again. And what we're going to do is focus on the Mexican influence on our Western heritage, which is so great in the music, in architecture, food, clothing, that sort of thing. And one thing we were inspired to do is to teach the children about corridos, And you may be wondering, what is a corrido?
Yes.
You know what a corrido is?
Tell
us. I
didn't
know what it was myself. Well, a corrido is a Mexican folk song. And back in the 17, 1800s, that's how they told each other about what was going on in their village or politically what was going on. You probably heard the song La Cucaracha. It's a song. It's all sorts of word pictures about Pancho Villa and that sort of thing. And De Colores, that's also a corrido. And what we're going to do is it's a two-day program on rodeo week. The kids are off for Thursday and Friday on rodeo week. So they'll be coming down to the Tucson, down near the U of A at the Arizona History Museum at their event center. That's where we're holding this. And they're going to be writing their own corrido, their own four-line ballad. And you're thinking, second through fifth graders, how are they going to do that? Well, we're going to use an existing melody, such as De Colores, and they're going to write about their experiences at Arts Arizona. And one of the things they're going to be doing at Arts Arizona, we're having C. L.E. Anderson, who's a living historian, he's going to come down with his trick horse, Concho. He's a very experienced horseman, and he's trained Concho to do all sorts of tricks, and he will be telling about where the American cowboy came from, which was the Mexican vaquero. And so the kids will get hands-on time with the horse and get to see the beautiful saddle that's hand-tooled with silver conchos, and Concho is really friendly with the kids. And so after they have this three-hour experience, hands-on sensory experience with the horse and learning about the history of the American cowboy, we're going to go back and write a corrido. And so on the whiteboard, they'll all put their input in with all their word pictures and images of what they've just learned. And so the whole point of this program is to preserve history, and preserving history creates community. And 80% of the kids that come to Arts Express programs like Arts Arizona are at-risk kids from foster homes. And so these sort of experiences give them a sense of belonging and a sense of community and a sense of their history, whether they have a Hispanic background or Anglo or black, white, you know, any color of the rainbow. They're all part of the West, like the title song that we may be able to hear, my newest CD, because that's been the theme of so many of my concerts since I was inspired to write that song. And it's flowed into what I'm doing with the kids. Whether you were born in the West, whether you've come for a visit or come to stay, you're part of the West. Mm-hmm. We all want to belong, and we all do belong as a part of the culture in this country, whether you live on the East Coast, in the South, in the West, you're a part of the American culture and part of the roots here. We all have a story to tell, and we have a place to belong.
Yeah, when we were talking last night about that, and then I shared that, of course, this is in the hearts and souls of really people that all over the world who have that same burning desire to eventually hope to come and visit to the West and actually see it firsthand, but who the power of the sort of the idea, the concept of the West is so incredibly powerful, isn't it?
Oh, it is. When I sang the song, "You're Part of the West," when I sang it at a guest ranch, there was a man from England, and he had tears in his eyes, and he says, "Oh, that's brilliant. Yes, I'm part of the West." He came to ride horses, and he came to experience the adventure and the beauty of the West. And that was so fulfilling for me as an artist. It's like, well, that's why I wrote this song. You're right. Part of the West, too.
you say on your CD cover and also on your website, you talk about music being a gift from God. What tell us a little bit about that.
Really, that's at the core of what I do. It's music is a gift from God meant to be given again to the listener. And every morning when I wake up, I pray that I'm a vessel for his love through my everyday life and through sharing the music, whether I have on my entertainer hat or my educator hat or as a worship leader. There's so much beauty that can be shared through the music. And I love to do that. I love to connect with an audience. from age 3 to 93, whatever the age. It's, you're building a relationship, and I love doing that. And at the core of that is sharing God's love through the music.
Very weird.
Hey, ladies, I'm back. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
I'm back.
Welcome to Campfire Cafe. We're welcoming.
Guys, it's good to be back. Let's see if we can get some music to play right now, and let's go ahead and let's try and see if we can get Part of the West on, and then let you ladies pick right back up where you were with your conversation. So.
Yay.
Yeah.
What do you know?
You're part of the West. Part of the song, part of the glory, part of the plot, part of the story, and you're living it today. Part of the West, part of the work, and part of the sweat, and you ain't through with it yet. You're part of the West. Do you know just where you came from? Do your roots now give you wings? From the prairies covered wagons full of promise they did bring. Does your past define your future? The wagon's now a truck or car, horseback rider or bus driver. Either way will take you far. You're part of the West. Part of the song, part of the glory, part of the plot, part of the story, and you're living it today. Part of the West, part of the work, and part of the sweat, and you ain't through with it yet. You're part of the West. So put your boots on, get a move on. There's so much to do and see. Purple mountains, brilliant landscapes, and their stunning history. So you've come for just a while, or you've come for good to stay. Either way you step into the flow, here in the West today. You're part of the West. Part of the song, part of the glory, part of the plot, part of the story, and you're living it today. Part of the West, part of the work, and part of the sweat, and you ain't through with it yet. You're part of the West. Savor all the beauty, soak up all the sun as the desert dust it settles in your soul. Sunset paints the mountains and lights the western sky with such beauty, well, it makes a grown man cry. It's part of the West. Part of the song, part of the glory, part of the plot, part of the story, a part of the West. I'm part of the West. You're part of the West.
Part of the West, and that's the title cut from the CD, Part of the West. And while I was gone, did you ladies talk any about Arts Express?
We began to talk a little bit about it and also the big program coming up in February, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I just want to say while we have music that's actually working, thank goodness. I think the system is rigged out there somewhere or another, but... anyway, teasing there. There's a great song, and now we know that this is your husband's favorite song from the CD.
Yes,
and one of my favorites as well. Tell us a little bit about If the Fields Could Speak.
Well, Gary, my husband and I were out helping our rancher friend, Bill Schock, on the Lazy S Ranch in Elgin, Arizona. And as we were working side by side, he was telling us the history of his family and the story of the land. And it so moved me. I was inspired to write this song. And I went home, and that night, it just must have been seeping into my subconscious, and I woke up singing, "If the fields could speak, they would tell you the story." And so it told the story of his family and the land. And it's a story that transcends just the Schock Ranch, the Lazy S Ranch. It's the story of so many people. And when I sang it for him, that tough rancher got tears in his eyes, and his wife said, "You know, Bill doesn't own the land. The land owns Bill." And yeah. It was just so fulfilling to see how deeply it touched him. And as you were saying, it's going to be good for kids to hear this, because a lot of kids don't have a connection with the land. When we had Alan Day come, who was a rancher who was in Arizona, he wrote The Horse Lover, and he's a great storyteller. And he was talking about his ranch, and this little girl said, "What's a ranch?" And a lot of these kids have never touched a horse. And what's that thing on your shoe? Well, these are boots, and that's a spur. You know, it's just so foreign to them, especially kids from at-risk situations. So it's very powerful, the connection to the land. And so this song talks a lot about that.
Yeah, this is a great song. So let's take a listen to If the Fields Could Speak, and come back and talk more with Janice in just a moment.
Speak, they would tell you the story of the battles fought, of the guts and the glory, the brass buttons found right here on the ground. If the fields could speak, they would tell you of the cavalry that spilled their blood right next to me, left a crying widow and her little ones. If the fields could speak, whoa. Your name out loud, they'd say, "Come up here, I'll show you how the Apache lived, how they worked and played." If the cliffs could call, they would call you to the stone corral, to the petroglyphs that tell us how their people lived their heritage. If the cliffs could call.
Hey, young. Disappear. See that crumbling chimney on that swell? I knew it well. The good rancher's homestead once stood there, Now his grandson's cattle graze right here. The land is rich with history he loves to see. As the grass she greets, the cliffs they call, the fields they speak. The grass she greets, the cliffs they call, the fields they speak. If the breeze could breathe a prayer for you, she'd say, bless the land, the people too. Take care of me and listen well, if the breeze could breathe. If the breeze could breathe and take you in to the stories carried on the wind. As the grass she greets, the cliffs they call, the fields they speak. The grass she greets, the cliffs they call, the fields they speak. If the fields could speak, the fields could speak, the fields could speak. The fields could speak, the fields could speak, the fields could speak.
If the fields could speak, and that is from the CD, Part of the West, by Janis Deardorff, and we're talking with Janis. And when I listened to this song yesterday, of course, you know, we're talking about things that happen in the West, but it doesn't make any difference what part of the country that you're in. I think that song can touch people and bring up history of their surroundings, whatever part of the country that you're in.
Well, thank you. I agree with that. It transcends geography. It's that connection with the land.
Yeah, it really is.
Your family story, your family history.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the area that I live in, and about 3 miles from me, there is a Native American burial mounds. And then, of course, more of the battles of the Civil War were fought in my part of the state. Tennessee had more battles fought in it than any other part of the country, which some people are not aware of. But so a lot of history, and people need to be reminded of that. And you're doing a great job of doing that with the programs that you're involved in, helping these children to understand the history that there is. So you were talking while I was gone, trying to get all this back online and on air again, a little bit about the event that takes place. Was it in February?
Yes, it's February 23rd and 24th, Rodeo Week in Tucson, Arizona. And it's for grades 2 through 5. And it's keeping our Western heritage alive for these young children. That's the whole point of this.
And if people can get involved, how would they do that to help sponsor some of these children?
Well, thanks for asking, Gary. 80% of these kids, as I said, are at-risk kids, and many of them can't afford to come to the program, and we are supported by sponsors and grants and donations. And if you wanted to donate and sponsor a child or donate to the program, you can do that at www.artsexpress.org. And we'd sure appreciate that, because this is a labor of love, and it's just so important that children know that they belong and they have an important heritage. Even if their family's broken, they're a part of something whole and something beautiful, and that's their heritage, where they live, where they're from.
Well, that is great. That is great. Well, you have another CD that we haven't played anything from, and I want to get to some of the music from that while we have some time left. the first one that I'd like to do is this is another great song, and it's called Dance with the Horses. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Oh, I'd love to tell you about that, Gary. I was invited to sing at a retreat for women at the White Stallion Guest Ranch here in Tucson, Arizona. And the woman who runs retreats for women, it's to help women who are at that transition, midlife. The kids are grown, and they're sort of at a loss what to do the next step. And so they do groundwork with horses, and it's beautiful what they do and what they experience and what comes out as they're doing groundwork and as the horse responds to them. And so they actually move and do a type of dance with the horse. It's really groundwork, but they call it a dance with the horse. And so I wrote this song about the freedom that comes as you find out there's still so much more to your life stepping into the next season. And so much of that is found as they dance with the horses.
Well, let's take a listen to this song, Dance with Horses, from the CD Just a Horse by Janice Deardorff on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Dance with the horses, come dance with me. Dance with the horses, set your heart free. Take off the old, bring in the new. When you dance with the horses, you're free to be you. So
dance with the horses, you're free to be.
Wow, that is an absolutely beautiful song, Dance with the Horses, from the CD Just a Horse. And I feel like I've missed about half the show because I was off doing what you do technically.
Oh, Gary.
So, you know, I've missed some of the conversation. How did you get involved in working with these kids? And I think you're also involved with other horse therapy type programs. How did you get involved in that?
Well, Gary, how I got involved with these kids is through my daughter, Sarah, who works for Arts Express. And she has seen this unfold, my love and passion for my Western heritage, which was really sparked and fueled by my love for horseback riding, and one thing led to another. And she said, Mom, why don't you talk to my boss about doing a Western heritage program through Arts Express? And Arts Express is a well-established nonprofit that's been around for over 25 years in Tucson, Arizona, and it shares the power of the arts with children and adults. So that's how this all got going. I approached Karen Weiss, who is the executive director of Arts Express, and she thought it was a great idea, and so did the board, and you know, the rest is history. We're on to planning our second year with Arts Arizona.
How have you seen people that have been have worked with horses affect and change their outlook on life or change their lives?
I see it calm people. I see because we live in such a fast-paced world, and so many of us, well, we all deal with it. We get on information overload, and being around horses calms you down, just the smell of them, and just being in the environment, it's just a very soothing experience. Well, for the most part, unless you're bucked off, but that's a whole nother area, right, Gary?
That's a whole nother area. It is.
But it is very soothing for the most part, being around horses. And I've seen like the children last year, with our friend brought his mini horse Amaretto down, and Amaretto was hooked up to a mini cart, and the kids got to go on rides around the courtyard down at the U of A campus. There was a courtyard there, and so many of the kids had never been around a horse, and it was just so exciting for them to be able to stroke the horse and to love on him and to have a ride. It was great fun. Great experience.
Well, it is, and I think you told me some of these kids had never even touched a horse, maybe hadn't even seen one, in, you know, live and in person.
Right.
Yeah, so quite an effect that horses have on people, young and old, and which is leading me to the next song, "Hoof Prints of My Heart." Tell us about this one.
Well, my dad passed away. It'll be 5 years this coming January. And he'd lived a good long life. And but no matter how long a loved one lives, when they're gone, you sure miss them. And when you lose your father, that's just a real loss. And one thing that was real healing for me was going riding. I was riding at the time. I was exercising my friend's horse, Alazan, a beautiful Mexican quarter horse. And I would go out in the desert, and it was very healing for me to going out in God's creation and riding that horse. And the course says, hoof prints on my heart, hoof prints on my soul, calling me to ride, calling me to go. I hear the call of the desert. It's a heavenly call. And there's something about being in God's creation. It ministers peace to your soul. And combine that with being on the back of a horse, and just even like we're talking about, to groom the horse before and afterwards, just that sweet
right.
smell. The more they sweat, the sweeter they smell. and they pick up on your emotions too. It was very healing for me, a very special memory of that time, and that's when I wrote that song.
Well, it is a beautiful song. Let's take a listen to Hoof Prints on My Heart and come back and talk more with Janice on the Campfire Cafe. Now we're getting that little think about it circle again. This is killing me.
It's doing the circle.
It's doing the circle. It's doing the circle. So technology just drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me crazy. One thing I have learned from this is that you are going to have to come back and do another show with us when we have everything.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah. Like I say, I felt like I've been cheated from half of the show trying to work on this technology stuff. But
I'm just so thankful for this new friendship I formed with you, and of course Bobby. We really hit it off last year at the WMA convention.
Yes, we sure
on
did.
On the bus.
Yes, a highlight for me. Yes.
And speaking of that, the Western Music Association is a big support of Arts Arizona. Our local chapter is one of the sponsors, and we appreciate that so much. The friendships we've made on this Western adventure with horses and music has been wonderful. You never know what's around the corner. And like I was saying to you before the show, Gary, this whole adventure and meaningful experience of keeping our Western heritage alive through the music and how that's so intricately tied with horses, I couldn't have planned this for my life, but it's such a perfect fit. It had to be divine, you know, the way it was designed. And it's wonderful how these things work out in the divine scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really is. And I know that people that have been listening to the show and have been able to hear the music we've been able to play are going to want to know how to find your music. So how can they get in touch with you and order your music and follow your tour schedule?
Well, they can go to janicedeerdorf.com, go to my website, and if they want to purchase my music, you can do that right there on the website or through CD Baby. There's a couple links there you can click on. And then I have an event schedule, and the next place I'll be playing is down near that ranch where If the Fields Could Speak was inspired. It's on the Empire Ranch, and the Empire Ranch, it was a working cattle ranch. Well, it's still a cattle ranch, but it's now a nonprofit foundation. It's the Empire Ranch Foundation, and the whole point of it is to keep our Western heritage alive. Oh, wow!
Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Yeah. let's see if we can take a listen. We may get the last 50 seconds.
Calling me to ride, calling me to go. Footprints on my heart, footprints on my soul. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. I hear the call of the desert. I hear it calling me now. It lifts my spirits when I hear it. And I know it's a heavenly call. Footprints on my heart, footprints on my soul. Ride, calling me to go. Footprints on my heart, footprints on my soul. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. Oh, I just can't wait any longer. The drive is strong, it's pulling me there. There.
on my heart, hope rings on my soul. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. Footprints on my heart, footprints on my soul. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. Oh, I love to ride in the mountains. Way up high, they're standing so strong. I hear your voice rise from the canyons, telling me I'm never alone. Footprints on my heart, footprints on my soul. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. Footprints on my heart, footprints on my soul. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. Calling me to ride, calling me to go. To go, to go, to go, to go, to go.
Well, that was Footprints on My Heart, finally, by Janice Deardorff. And the technical problems continue on here. I can't even tell you what's going on with this computer screen right now for the studio. But anyway, that's another great song, another great song. And glad we were able to get that in. So once again, people can visit JaniceDeardorff.com to purchase your music and follow your tour schedule. And I guess you'll be at the WMA coming up in November.
Well, not this year. We're not able to come. My husband just had heart surgery, and so we're, yeah. So, but but you have a good time for me, okay?
All right, Bobby,
you'll be missed for sure, Janice. And we do congratulate you on your second nomination for the Crescendo Award. And
well, thank you. It was an honor to be nominated again.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We look forward
to
having you.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, we look forward to having you back, and so I can participate in more of this conversation without the technical issues that we're having today. So, Janice, thanks so very much.
Well, I look forward to that.
Yeah,
we
look forward to that.
Thank you for having me, Gary and Bobby. It's been a
pleasure. Our pleasure. Yes, it sure has.
All right. All right. Thanks so much. Well, Bobby, it's been a fun show, despite the technical problems. And certainly a pleasure to have had Janice join us today. And we do look forward to having her back. We are really having some serious technical problems. And so I know that Lisa Dearson is on the line, but I can't bring her on because of these technical problems. So Lisa, if you can hear me, I'd like to call you after this and reschedule to talk with you more about Equus Film Festival. Apologize to our listeners out there, because I know this has not been the most pleasant experience today. But again, when you're dealing with technology, sometimes those things just happen. So we're going to wrap this up, Bobby. And always so much fun to have you joining us. Who do we have next week on the show?
Let's see. Next week we have Dennis Jay calling in from Texas.
All right, so that's going to be a fun show with Dennis, and we've got a lot of great guests that are lined up for the rest of the year, and we'll update folks on that as we come to it. But anyway, again, apologize for the technical problems that we've had today. And Bobby, I hope you have a great closing thought for us.
When life starts feeling a bit too serious, find someone you can giggle with.
All right. Well, that would be you. That would be you. People send me emails and text message and say, we just love listening to Bobby Jean Bell laugh. And so always so much fun. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors again. And you can find all of those on our website at equestrianlegacy.net, the folks you'll find in the general store, as well as our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches, and our equestrian properties. So be sure and visit them on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And we thank you for listening today. Again, we're going to try to reschedule Lisa Dearson for another show and apologize to her for the technical problems that we're having today with this one. But we do want to remind you, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening.